Hello.
Hey, LJ. Sorry I missed your call. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee section. I'm doing great. I went to accept it because I was just finishing with a client, and I just missed it. So, sorry about that. You left a voicemail. I haven't even heard it yet. Okay, so I saw you reactivated your account today, right? I talked to Shalette.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So, have you heard of Google Guarantee before?
Yeah, I've seen it on the Google thing.
Okay. It is amazing. I literally have 100% retention rate on those accounts. So, what it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So, you don't share the lead with other companies. And they come through via phone call, okay?
Okay.
Now, here's the kicker on it. This is really why it's so popular and why all my clients love it. If you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, you're not charged for the lead, okay? So to, like, explain that further, let's say I see you in the Google Guarantee section, I call, and I'm out of your radius, or it's a service you don't provide, or I'm calling to sell you, like, life insurance. All of that, you do not get charged for. Those are unqualified leads, okay? You have to set an appointment, or they have to inquire about price for it to be qualified, all right? Does that make sense, how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the main reason they really call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work, okay? So Google's putting, like, a guaranteed stamp on you. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the potential client, and they're telling that client that they vetted you. So let me verify first off, is the company still currently licensed and insured?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay. Man, you couldn't imagine how many aren't.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you're licensed, you're insured. Also, any face-to-face employees, usually it's just the owners, would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
I don't know if we'll pass it, you know, because they won't even let us on the Angie's list.
Really? Okay. So I'm the main person that sets these accounts up, so I'm real familiar with it. They go off of the past 7 years, okay? And they're looking for any, like, felonies. If there's misdemeanors, including DUIs, that's usually the main one my clients have had for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But those are always passed, okay? But if there's any felony in the past 7 years, it disqualifies you from the program.
Yeah, they not gonna let us do it. Yeah, cause my business partner, the license in his name, you know, he got felonies on his name. So that's why they won't let us on Angie's list.
Got it. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. How long ago were the felonies? Do you know?
I mean, he did 10 years. I mean, he already out. He been out for like maybe 3-4 years now.
Okay. But like 14 years ago, it sounds like.
Yeah, but they won't, for some reason, Angie's List won't let us on there.
Right. So, I have a client.
I mean, it's for violent crime, so.
Right. I assumed when I heard 10 years, you know, but it's like he paid his dues. I get it.
Yeah, he paid his dues, We all legit. We all that.
Right, man. When we're young, we make mistakes, you know what I'm saying? Or when we're old, too, you know?
Yeah, he was young, though.
right. So, basically, because it's over 7 years, you should be good. I will double-check that, though, before you even consider signing up for this, right? Because I just want to make sure. But there is, like, is your background good, if you don't mind me asking?
I mean, I don't think, only thing on my background, I just got fights, but on his background, you know, it got a little bit of bank robbery on there. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, got you. So, the only reason I ask, I have one client who, His issue is a little different. He doesn't have a social security number, right? Because he came from Mexico. Yeah. So what he did, even though it was all in his name, he used his business partner as the person, right? That's so he put himself as a silent partner, and that all went through. But if your background off the past 7 years, if there's felonies on there too, then it could exclude you anyways, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, mine is old.
Oh, yours is old, too.
Yeah, that's what I said. The only thing on mine, like, I really, it's probably just for, you know, just having street fights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And it's over 7 years?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Way over 7 years.
Okay, so that's one route, and you'll probably want to talk to him, right? Make sure he's cool with it, but route we could
cool
put you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could put yours, right? Like, even though the license and everything's in his name, we put you as the field worker, basically, right?
Yeah.
It passes, and we're all gravy. I have meetings on Google Guarantee weekly, though, and I've actually checked into this. They go off the past 7 years. So even your partner should be good, but better safe than sorry, we could just run it under your name, right? So background check should be good. His is 14 years. We'll just plan to use you as the field worker, though, to make sure it goes through.
Yeah, because I do all the ad stuff. He just leave it all up to me.
Yeah, so there's a lot of companies like that where they have silent partners, right? So Google does it on the face-to-face employees is the thing. So basically, and here's the thing, they really, even if he went out to a couple clients' houses, right, like, they're going to be good. There's not, like, Google robots following you around, you know what I'm saying? So we'll plan to run yours, and we'll put you as the field worker, even though the company's under his name. So you should be golden there. And even if they won't have to, but even if they did run his, because it's over 7 years, he's going to pass too. You know, so either way you slice it, you guys are good. Okay?
Okay.
So license, insured, you will pass the background check. You qualify for the Google Guarantee program. Let me pull up what your lead fees would be. All right, so for the tree service vertical, okay, vertical is just category. It's just Google Guarantee jargon. But it would be $29.33 per lead. That does not fluctuate on you. So it doesn't go, like, up or down like other lead programs.
Mm-hmm.
Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That is for $383, okay? Yeah, right. It's basically $29.33 times 13 is how that works.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that lead budget does roll over. So, for example, I always like to use one lead just to make it easier on myself. But let's say you guys took on one lead and turned your leads off for whatever reason. You're booked out, you're on vacation, whatever the case, right? The following month, you wouldn't be charged the $383. You would only be charged for that one qualified lead you took on, the $29.33.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we do not charge your lead budget until the advanced verification process has been done. That's where we submit the license, the insurance, run the background check. That usually takes about 3 weeks. Okay? We do charge, though, there's a one-time application fee. So you pay this one time, you guys never have to pay it again. That's for $250.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
So let me do this first, LJ. I'm going to have everything sent to you guys in writing, okay?
Okay.
So let's see. I got lajuangarnett@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, lajuangarnett. Yeah, lajuangarnett@gmail.com.
Got it. All right. I thought it was L.A. My bad.
No.
All right. So the first email is going to be titled Google Guarantee. And, what's going on with this? Hold on. Out of that. There we go. Okay. So the first email is titled Google Guarantee. I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, the cost per lead, and what the minimum budget is. That way you have it all in writing. Okay. Now, just so you know, too, that minimum budget, it's not activated until your first advanced verified. So you're in the Google Guarantee section. And you're going to have a lead specialist. It'll either be Patricia, Ivan, or Perry. We'll assign that in a second. But they would call you and tell you, hey, you're advanced verified. You're on the Google Guarantee section. Are you ready to roll on these leads? You know? So it's not automatic.
Yeah, because I need some right now.
Right. It won't be right now. Like, you won't get the leads today, but the sooner you get this application filled out, submitted, and have your appointment with your lead specialist, the sooner we'll get you up there and get this all rolling for you. Okay. The quickest I've seen, LJ, is 2 weeks even. So, like, just being on top of your application, I send it to you via text and email. You want to get that all filled out, like, ASAP. That way we can get it through. Okay. All right. Okay, hold on. Let me send you the leads in writing. Let's see, $29.33 per lead. Remember, these have to be verified leads, too. So, do you guys do prices over the phone or no?
Yeah, we do prices over the phone, or sometimes they ask us to come to their house.
Okay. So on set appointments or price inquiries, you'll be charged. Anything else, it's unqualified, so you will not be charged for those, and it's done automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end. It's really a killer program. Okay? All right. So let me send this off. Here we go. Now, I want you to have my direct line and extension, too. This is a cell phone, right, we're speaking on?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, so let me get that off to you. Now, even though you're going to have a lead specialist assigned to your company, I'm really active in my accounts, okay? So anytime you have questions, you can always call me directly as well, all right?
Okay.
All right. All right, so here that comes right now. And again, on the app too, just fill out your information. So you'll put, like, you're the field worker. That's how we'll kind of bypass that, all right?
All right.
Now, so the next step, what I'm going to do, it looks like you're assigned to Ivan. He's awesome, okay? I'm going to schedule your client interview with him. This is where he just wants to meet you. He'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget. And very, very important, the application I'm going to send you, he's going to be able to make sure that's processed and pushed through. Okay?
Right.
Now, before I schedule that appointment for a time that works best for you, the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file, the one ending in 5811?
Well, what's the fee going to be?
Oh, it's $250. It's a one-time application fee. You pay it once. You never have to pay it again.
Yeah, shit. Because I just turned on my thing back on. It like, charged me, like, five times. I'm waiting on them to give me my money back.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. I already talked to them. They already refunded me. It's just going to take a couple of days for it to put it back on my card.
Oh, man, I see it on here. Reverse. Oh, my God. I didn't even know that happened. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shalette should have gave me a heads up, man. Okay.
I'm waiting for them to put the money back.
Okay, I see. Hold on, let me go into it and just make sure. Yeah, so this one was reversed.
Yeah, she told me she reversed four of them and just kept one of them paid.
Here, I'm just double checking to make sure you're good too, you know? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. This one says $0 reversed. Okay. When was that? Okay, that was reversed in 2019, so we don't need to worry about that one. So 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so 4 reverse. Looks like she did it at, it was earlier this morning. So 7:38, 7:40, 7:40, 7:39. Okay.
Yeah, because she told me my dashboard won't be on. It won't be activated until tomorrow. It should take 24 hours.
Hmm. Let me check the dashboard. Give me 1 second here. Dashboard's up. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, here, let me send you your login credentials so you have those too.
Yeah, because I got an appointment for you guys for something to do with the website.
Yeah, you got a my site. It's our newest sites that we created. They're awesome, man. You can make like your own changes even to it as well. That's super weird. So the password it generated for you, it's blank. Hold on. Let me send you the email and the text. I've never seen that before. That's probably what she was talking about. So when you go into the dashboard, what you could try to do is if the username's your phone number, try to just leave the password blank and see if it pushes you through. And then you could always change the password, you know?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just let me know if that works.
Let me see. No.
No. Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. I'm gonna send this back to her too, because she's on like the tech side to see what's going on with that password. Because I've never seen that before. Where it's like a blank password.
I mean, when I put it in there, I mean it comes on. It just says your dashboard not active.
It says dashboard not active. Okay. Mine shows it is, but okay. Maybe that's just because like I'm at our company, so I don't know. But
I talked to the other lady. She's like, yeah, it'll be active tomorrow. That's what she told me.
Shalette, okay, she's awesome. She's one of my favorites over there. So, okay. But I'll send it back to her, too, just to make sure that I'm sure she's already on it, but I just want to make sure you have everything set for the tracking system.
Once they clear, I want to do it, though, for sure. I'm trying to get more jobs.
Yeah, man, you would love it. You know, 100% retention rate on it, Google Guarantee. It's the best lead service around. And, and like I said, we'll move mountains for you to get approved on it, you know? Like, you'll be all right, you know? Okay, so when should I follow up with you? It's just a one-time fee of $250 is what would be needed.
I say give me till Monday.
Okay, so Monday. All right, so I'll call you. Does the same time usually work for you? Like 2:30?
Yeah, same time, 2:30 will work.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so 2:30 Monday, I'll call you, and then we'll just go from there. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Daniel.
All right, awesome. Awesome, LJ. Have a great rest of your day, all right? Thank you for being a client.
You too.
All right.
All right, you're welcome. All right.
Bye.